Back here on a Thursday, the mayor of Decatur, Julie Moore Wolf, joins us working hand in hand with Kevin Greenfield, the Macon County Board Chairman, the rest of the crisis communication team, doing daily updates, which you can find on outdecatur.com. This daily thing of communication, it's important. I think the governor sees that. I think that you see this across the United States. It's got to be frustrating to you because you don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. And people are growing impatient, and I understand that. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. What else can we do to communicate with people?
You know, Brian, we're doing everything we can, and I appreciate now Decatur for staying so updated. The city manager and Brandy Binkley from the Macon County Health Department have started posting some videos on the city's website a couple of days a week, just kind of update. And it's most of it is what we know at this point, which gets dated pretty quickly. But at the same time, there's some valuable information. We're starting our mask drive today, or personal protection equipment. If somebody has anything to donate, it will be at the Civic Center from 1 to 3. You can just drive by. You don't get out of your car. We have people who will accept your donations. We'll divide it up between our healthcare providers in this community. To keep moving forward. It is amazing to me, the outreach. I heard from Tim Stock at the Farm Bureau, I think it was yesterday, saying, how can we help? And so he was getting the message about these homemade masks out to his membership. So everybody's really trying to do everything together.
All right. Let's start with the obvious, because evidently you can't state it enough, or people just refuse to hear it. There are no positive tests in Macon County. As of yesterday, there were a couple of tests still pending, but no one, I have not heard anyone, including you, every single day here, suggest that it's not here.
No, it is definitely here. We're in a little bit of a catch-22 situation because of the shortage of tests. So, you know, we don't have enough tests to test enough people. So we're being very, very selective as to who gets tested.
Yeah, but the selective is decided by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Every community in this state is facing the exact same scenario.
Right. And it's not the rich, it's not the powerful who are at the front of the line, it's the very sickest and those most likely to spread it in a major way. So, but I also need to caution you, when we have tests done, it is taking a ridiculously long amount of time to get the results back. For some of the private labs, it's 7 days. So we may be sitting on this, we've tested a person for a really long time, and it's painful to us. So it's, they keep assuring us that we're going to get more tests. That's supposed to be coming from, the federal government said it's coming. They're just not here yet.
So, stay at home. I guess I'm struggling with why some people can't understand the basic knowledge of what we're talking about.
Well, because you can't see it, Brian. You know, if we have an ice storm or tornado damage like we've talked about before, it's out there and you go, wow. Or the streets are dangerous, or, you know, and so there is more of a let's cocoon ourselves and stay at home. What we're facing, though, is nicer weather coming our way where people really just naturally want to get out and go to the parks and play basketball and do that sort of thing and enjoy the outdoors. We just can't. If you are going to be out, and I recommend going out in your yard, take a walk, you know, walk down the street, you know, but do it safely. Do it with just close members of your family and kind of distance yourself as much as you can.
And listen, Lindsay went out yesterday to do just that and said people were unbelievably in good spirits, shouting across to each other from, you know, distances, and everyone was doing that in that area she was in. So you can do it responsibly.
You absolutely can. And it's hard. I get it. If you've got kids who are, especially, you know, younger kids that just have a bunch of energy to burn off, let them go run around in circles, you know, or just take them out, try and, you know, be creative, come up with an exercise plan for them, because it's hard. And, you know, parents, I get it. They're probably getting on your nerves. That's normal. We're not used to being cooped up with our kids. But like you were talking about earlier, we've never had more entertainment available at our fingertips. You know, when I was a kid, we had 3 TV channels, and most of it wasn't good programming for kids.
No, I know. The educational things that are there, the entertainment that's there, the distractions that are there, much more so now than ever before. Talk to me a little bit about sacrifice, because what I see, and I think our country has changed a little bit in this regard, is that a lot of people are just taking this as just me. Like, how does this impact me? We've got to be a little more collective in our thinking.
You know, our definition in this generation of sacrifice is way different than what the World War II definition was. You know, we're asking you to do the hard thing of stay inside, follow the rules, do what you can to be safe. You know, so basically, and I've seen this on social media, we're asking you to go to your couch for a couple of weeks. We're not asking you to pick up a gun and go to another continent to fight a war. You don't, you know, so it's difficult. But on the other hand, Brian, what I really see are people stepping up, you know, with masks and equipment and trying to make things and what can I do to help, you know, suggestions on different ways of approaching safety for our healthcare workers because we're in a shortage of masks right now. So it is very heartwarming on many, many fronts. The, you know, this community always comes through in a big way whenever asked. And even though we're going to see people who don't want anything to do with this and don't believe it, you know, I think the good folks outnumber the rest.
You work at one of our major hospitals. You've worked at two of them. This whole idea, I see a lot of this. This is a Chicago problem. We should open everything up here because it's not here. They don't realize that, yes, Chicago has more cases. Of course they do. They have the most population. But the same math works here about the number of ICU beds, the number of ventilators. I mean, we're seeing this with surgical masks. Surgical masks. I mean, these things are 75 cents, and we are out of them as a country. Ventilators and ICU beds are even more limited in Macon County than they are in Cook County. We could have the exact same thing here with a lot fewer cases.
You're absolutely right. And our hospitals are working diligently together with other providers in our community, with Crossing Healthcare, with SIU School of Medicine, with Springfield Clinic, to really pool our collective resources and direct those resources to where they're needed most and to see, okay, what can we do together because we're all in this together. And so we're working to make sure that we're taken care of here. We are not rolling in extra equipment, but we're pretty good at right now, except for those procedure masks that we are in desperate need of for our clinicians and our doctor's offices, our Crossing Healthcare, the Salvation Army, our social service agencies need these to protect their workers.
Talk to me about mental health. I know that was a big part of the release yesterday from the communications team. I think you see this on social media, right? Underlying issues. Some of this stuff is just people who are spiraling. I feel deeply sorry for these people. I wish there was more to do, but there are experts. We had Heritage on this week. We had Crossing on last week. There are numbers that people can call. But I know you worry about everybody. There are people at home that are really suffering anxiety issues. And even people maybe who don't have some sort of clinical diagnosis of mental illness are going through things that we've never gone through before.
Well, and watching the news 24/7 can get you really scared and raise anxiety levels and make people more and more nervous and cautious and frightened. So it's that isolation, I think, that is really going to be tough on a lot of our citizens. So, you know, you and I have talked about this. Reach out. Reach out to people you know, either from your church or your neighborhood or, you know, or if you see somebody, because there are many people in our community on a regular day, not including this, that are lonely. So add all of this to it to where you really shouldn't be around other people, and it's going to make it tough. We've got a lot of things we've got to overcome in the coming weeks and months and probably a couple of years. You know, the economy is, you know, everybody's doing what they can, but that's not a front burner at the moment, although it's on everybody's mind, and that adds to the anxiety. What am I going to do? You know, I can't work. How am I going to pay my bills? I think, you know, collectively, between offerings from the federal government, the state government, local, we're doing what we can to, you know, keep people from being evicted from their homes, to keep your water from being shut off. There's going to be a grace period, I believe, from most utilities. You know, reach out, talk to your banker, talk to your credit union. Let them know that, you know, I mean, many of these institutions are already reaching out to their customers saying, you know, Chris Funk this morning, if I heard correctly, and I was doing a few other things at the same time, you know, at least if you can pay your interest or interest only.
Yeah, because everybody's in the same boat. Everybody is.
Yeah.
And so also yesterday, I want to point out, if you go to the Nowdicator story, which you can find on Facebook or our Nowdicator page, there are resources. Heritage has a 24/7 hotline where you can call and talk to somebody. You've got Memorial Behavioral Health has a hotline. Veterans, you know, have a hotline. There are, you know, use the technologies. There are a ton of resources available to you.
Absolutely. And those numbers are posted usually on the Macon County Health Department release that comes out every day. It should be on their website. Just Google it, and you can get hotline numbers for just about anything you could possibly need to direct you to somebody who can help you, because we don't want you to suffer this alone. You're not alone. We're all in this together. Some of us manage it better than others, but don't, you know, it's okay to be scared and anxious. We want to get you the help you need.
All right. So what is your take on what happened in D.C. last night? Is it way too early to know? I mean, I've tried to stay away from the bickering of all that, but is help on the way, and will it matter?
Well, I was on a conference call yesterday just before Governor Pritzker's address with Senator Rose and Representative Calkins. And, you know, their message to mayors in their district was, okay, we don't really know everything that's in the federal bill when it passes, so it's hard for us to say what exactly the state is or isn't going to do. So, you know, it was kind of a holding pattern for them to say, we're here, we're going to evaluate this, and then we'll see what the state needs to do to make up for what the federal bill doesn't do. And then locally, we're looking at, okay, what can we do, and how do we accomplish that? So, you know, your state income tax is now going to be aligned with the federal income tax, moving it back. Not going to be due right away. They do encourage you to pay it if you have the means and you're ready to go. You don't want to have a big, you know, bottleneck at the end. It's not going to help anybody that much. You know, if you are able to pay it, go ahead and get it done. But, you know, I think everybody's trying to fill in the holes and the gaps, because everybody's not going to be covered by the things that lawmakers are trying to do. So we're going to have to try and help there.
We'll figure it out as best we can. Yep. Together every step of the way. Finally, we talked yesterday, you know, and we've talked several days now about people not abiding by the rules. There were some churches that were open. Is that getting better, or is that continuing to be a problem?
You know, I think it's getting better, but my concern is that people start taking for granted the fact that we don't have any cases here. And so, well, it was all a big scare. You know, I'm going to open my business back up. We can't do it. We've got to be diligent about this, because the only way to minimize the effects here in Decatur and Macon County is to follow the rules, separate yourself from people. This hurts all of us. We're going to figure out how to get through it. But for right now, our number one priority, and I keep saying this like a broken record, is your health and the health of the people around you. If we do what we're asked to do, which is to self-isolate, social distance, and do what we can to stay healthy and stay apart, we'll get through it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, Mayor, is that if people don't do that, then all this economic sacrifice is for naught.
Absolutely. So, you know, let's do this. Let's learn from the mistakes of other countries, other cities. You know, we're not crammed in like people are in New York or downtown Chicago. We've got some space to breathe here, and we should be thankful that, you know, most of us, if you don't have a great yard, you do have a street or sidewalk you can walk on and get out and enjoy some space, breathe some fresh air. But, you know, please, please adhere to these guidelines.
Mayor, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Don't you think that leadership matters?
Not only does it matter, but it is all the way essential. I mean, if you could be in a burning room, and if nobody points you to the right door, we all just run around and bang into each other and burn up. And,
yep.
And their leadership and guidance has been so important for us, and gives us a leg up as a community to just kind of know what to do.
Yeah. And then I see people that will just twist that into something, and it's like, come on. You know, I know you're home. I mean, I know you're scared. I know you're not feeling well, but can't get a test. But whatever, you fill in the blank on the situation. But are you doing any good, or are you just adding to the problem? I mean, I really think that's the gut check question everybody has to ask themselves, not on a daily basis, maybe on an hourly basis. Am I helping? Am I helping trying to get all of us through this, or am I just an obstacle?
Yep. They will say, keep the lines clear, you know, keep the lines clear so you can hear what's going on or whatever. When you're just muddying it up, it dilutes the message.
Those numbers are on our Macon County Crisis Communication Team update, March 25th. You can find it right at the top of the page there for the Coronas page. We got all that aggregated there. I would highly suggest, if you're feeling that way, don't get on social media and make an idiot out of yourself. Please don't. Call and talk to someone.